Good morning. It's November 9th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. The music you are listening to is Christe Sanctorum, traditional Benedictines of Mary, Queen of the Apostles. And today's title is Push the Button. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Matthew 6:8. 30 years ago, when my mother and my late father were about my age now, they went on a fun trip to San Antonio. As is often the case, ever since Hemisphere in the 1960s, like most tourists, they booked a hotel on the famous Riverwalk. Having both grown up in New York, but having lived in Texas off and on for 10 to 15 years or so, they were somewhat familiar with the Texas twang, but less so with a Mexican accent. One morning they were descending to the lobby in the elevator and asked the man inside which button to push, since the lower-level buttons were confusing in their labeling. He responded politely, "Ponche River." My mother said, "Excuse me?" He repeated, "Ponche River, Ponche River." Again, they failed to understand until the man reached over the luggage carrier and pushed the button marked River. Like most families, there are little stories like this one, which all of us refer to intermittently with a chuckle. But have you ever thought about elevators and their reliability? You walk into a steel box suspended, almost always, at a lethal height above ground. Press a button, and every single time, it takes you to exactly the floor you requested. Every time. Barring the extremely rare malfunction, if you end up on the wrong floor, it's because you selected the wrong floor. We live in a world where we are used to getting exactly what we ask for instantly. When you push your Apple remote while Netflix is highlighted, you get Netflix. While Hulu is highlighted, you get Hulu. When you type in your password on your laptop, it opens to the screen which corresponds to everything you have on that desktop and in the cloud. When you open Google Maps on your iPhone and type in a destination, it gives you a choice of routes instantly, including which one to select for fastest arrival. The list is endless. In fact, in the USA, when any one of a myriad of modern conveniences we enjoy every day fails to function properly, we call it a, quote, first world problem, unquote. It's no wonder that we sometimes feel like our prayers have gone unanswered. We are conditioned to expect immediate gratification of our desires and in exactly the manner we anticipate. It turns out prayer doesn't work that way. But wait, you say, doesn't Jesus promise that if we ask, it will be given to us? Not exactly. What he says is that if you believe that you will receive it, Mark 11:24, if you abide in me and I in you, John 15:7, if we trust the indwelling Spirit, Romans 8:26, Ephesians 6:18, if we pray humbly and in secret, Matthew 6:6, and if we pray that God's will be done, Matthew 6:9-13, then you will receive his answer. Sometimes we forget that God is not an elevator. He doesn't just do what we say, go where we want, stop and go when we tell him to. He is the potter. We're the clay, not the other way around. It would do good to remember that. Job figured this out eventually. Elijah figured this out eventually. David figured this out eventually. Even Jonah figured it out eventually. Why does Christ want us to pray without ceasing? 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Does he want us standing in the elevator all day long, just riding up and down, pushing buttons? He wants us to pray unceasingly because he wants a relationship with us, and he knows that it is good for us. He already knows what we want before we ask, Matthew 6:8, and he will respond to those who believe him on his own timetable and in his own way, Isaiah 40:31, Psalm 27:14. Proverbs 3:5, Lamentations 3:25, Romans 12:12. Father God, we know intellectually that the Holy Spirit communicates our needs to you even when we have no words. Help us to feel it, Lord, and to wait on your response and to realize that your yes answer to our prayer may not look at all like we expect it to. We will trust in you, Lord, and know that your response is always in our best interest, however it might look to us at the time. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.